You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we talk about this year's Oscar nominees and find out what movies you think deserve an award.
First, you may have heard about plans to expand a Ho-Chunk casino facility in Wisconsin earlier last year. Those plans were facing opposition from other nearby tribes worried that the expansion would hurt their economies.
Recently, a new study that was commissioned by the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians found that expanding the Ho-Chunk Wittenberg facility could cause neighboring tribes to lose significant amounts of revenue.
Joining us now to tell us more about the study and some of the opposition to the casino expansion not far from Wausau is Dennis Puz. He's the Stockbridge Muncie General Counsel. Dennis, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what did your report find about the impact of the expansion of this, it's called an ancillary facility for this Ho-Chunk facility in Wittenberg?
Well, it found that there would be 7 tribes in total, 11 different casinos that would be impacted by this unlawful expansion of the Wittenberg facility, my client being the one most harmed, with a 37% loss, which represents $22 million of slot revenue that we would lose if that expansion continued forward.
The idea being that the casino market is generally saturated. If this new thing comes in and gets business, it would have to do that by taking business from existing casinos. Is that right?
Exactly. The Wittenberg facility is 16 miles from the Stockbridge Mohican North Star facility, and it has a superior location on 29 and 45 main thoroughfares and highways in the state, and it's that much closer to the main population center of Marathon County.
How much economic impact would this have on the Stockbridge, Muncie, and other groups? What kind of numbers are we talking about, according to the report?
It's about $37 million in total, and $22 million of that comes from the Stockbridge, Muncie community. That is a large chunk. Stockbridge is a very big partner in Shawano County. We are the largest employer in Shawano County, and we do a lot of support. We do a lot of the law enforcement on the western side of the county. We spend as much or more on Shawano County roads as the county does itself, and those partnership opportunities and those improvements are in danger when that kind of impact hits our main revenue source.
You described this expansion of the Ho-Chunk facility in Wittenberg as unlawful. There was a change in the charter, the agreement, the compact between the state and tribes along these ancillary facilities. As Governor Walker and some other state officials have said, as far as they can tell within the law, there's nothing they could do to stop this from happening. Is it really unlawful and why?
It is. The 2003 amendments done by Governor Doyle did allow more ancillary facilities in the state for Ho-Chunk, but it was consistent on 3 limitations to ensure that ancillary facilities were different from full gaming facilities. 1, the facility has to be all one building. 2, the non-gaming portion or the C-store part of the business had to generate more revenue than the casino side of the ancillary facility. And 3, the C-store side of the business had to be physically larger than the slot side of the business. If you go to the Wittenberg facility now, you will see it violates all 3 of those provisions. There are 2 separate buildings. It has currently 500 slot machines, which is almost as many machines as many of the casinos in the northern area of Wisconsin. And there is no way that 500 slot machines don't produce more revenue than gas, diesel, cigarettes, and candy bars.
Talking to Dennis Puz, General Counsel for the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohican Indians, talking about an economic impact study of a Ho-Chunk casino facility expansion in Wittenberg. The study found a major negative economic impact on other tribal casinos, mainly theirs, in that region. This is likely going to the courts, but what would you like to see before courts are involved from the state?
Well, we have specifically asked the state to enlist outside counsel, just as they did for the Kenosha application when there are multiple tribes with different viewpoints and issues with that application and that casino project. It only makes sense for them to engage an Indian gaming expert and bring them to the table to help advise the state on the proper interpretation of the compact. We have done that. We've brought in outside experts, nationally known Indian law experts, to review our argument and to help us on this issue. We're just asking the state to do the same.
But would you hope for the state to force the Ho-Chunk, if possible, to reduce the size of this Wittenberg facility?
Well, the state has a duty under the compact to enforce them. And with the interpretation of the three limitations that exist in the compacts now for ancillary facilities for the Ho-Chunk Nation, the state has a duty to enforce those. And we hope with an outside attorney advising them on the proper interpretation of the compact, they will step forward, regulate Indian gaming in Wisconsin as they're supposed to, and enforce the compact.
Supposing that doesn't happen, and the governor, again, and the Department of Administration in the past have said they can't do anything, what would be the next step for you?
All options are on the table. If the state fails to move forward and enforce the compacts, we have to look at all options available to us under the compacts. There's multiple dispute resolution processes available, arbitration, mediation. Lawsuits are also available, and we are exploring all options because we cannot allow an illegal casino expansion to occur and have this kind of impact on the community.
Is there precedent for this kind of challenge, or are we in kind of uncharted territory with that 2003 compact revision and these ancillary facilities?
Well, there's one other argument about the Ho-Chunk Wittenberg expansion. The land has to be eligible under federal law for gaming to occur there. There are open questions about whether the land in Wittenberg is actually eligible for gaming under the federal Indian law, IGRA, the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act of 88. There is precedent in the state, actually against Stockbridge Muncie. In the late 90s, Stockbridge put gaming machines at its golf course, which it believed to be within the reservation boundaries and eligible for gaming. The state disagreed and issued an injunction and litigated for 6 years over that issue and ultimately won on that issue. So there is direct precedent against my client where the state took action on these issues and enforced the compact and enforced their interpretation. We're just asking for the same treatment here.
If this doesn't happen, if things stay as they are with this expansion, can you talk about what this economic impact would mean down the road for the Stockbridge Muncie Band?
Well, obviously, we went to the public with this information shortly after we received it. We are still processing what this means for us internally. We still hold out hope that the state will step up and enforce the compacts. If they don't, we have to explore all options to force enforcement and look at what impacts that means for us. Obviously, like any government, when there's a reduction in revenue, there needs to be streamlining, there needs to be a new approach taken. And we will also gear up and compete as hard as we can at our facility to give consumers a better choice.
Does there need to be fundamentally a revision in the compacts themselves, or is this just a matter of the enforcement of the compacts that we have?
This is simply a matter of enforcement. We have no issue with Ho-Chunk operating all the gaming it is legally allowed to operate. But when they go and build gaming that exceeds what's allowed in the compact and then propose to expand even further, that's where we have issue. There is no need for compact reform. There's only a need for compact enforcement.
Dennis, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Dennis Puz. He's the Stockbridge Muncie General Counsel. He joined us to tell us why plans to expand a Ho-Chunk casino in Wittenberg have some other tribes worried about their economic futures.
Coming up, Oscar nominations are out, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. The contenders were announced this week, and Golden Globes were awarded earlier in the month, and we want to know what movie or film performance stood out for you in 2016, whether or not it got a nod from Oscar. So if you decide the winners and losers, who would you pick for the 2016 movies and actors? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And have you seen a lot of the Oscar contenders, or are you like me and you've seen, oh yeah, I saw that one, and keep meaning to see the others? Are there ones on your to-watch list when you get around to it? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll be back in just a minute to take your calls here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Golden Globes were awarded earlier this month, and Oscar nominations came out earlier this week. And now we want to hear from you. What movies and film performances are at the top of your list from 2016? Call in now at 800-642-1234.
What movie did you tell everybody they just had to go see? Or was there one that you thought was maybe overhyped, wanted to tell people, don't go, don't waste your time and money? We want to hear either of those at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Straight to your calls now. Gail is on the line in Chicago. Gail, hi.
How are y'all?
Good. What is your movie, Gail?
Moonlight.
Moonlight, that is one of the nominees, one of the many nominees I didn't see. Tell us a little bit about Moonlight and what you liked about it.
Do not pass go. Do not sleep tonight until you go see this film. I think this is an important film. I actually, one of the last ones that I had to see was La La Land. I saw it yesterday. I thought it was an excellent film, but I think that Moonlight is an important film, and I think that it's important that filmgoers go to a theater, spend their money, vote with their dollar, and show Barry Jenkins. We love his work. He's an amazing artist. This is a true independent film. I think the budget was $5 million, which is mind-blowing. Still an amount of money. But it's such a beautifully told story. The cinematography is amazing. And it's a topic that we don't talk much about. Gay black men. You know, it's not an area that is really discussed much. And the more that we bring these things to light, the less that they're taboo and the more that we understand that these are all part of who we are. And I think it's an amazing film, and I can't talk about it enough.
Gail, thank you so much. Obviously very enthusiastic. Are you going to go back and see it again? Is this one you think will reward rewatching?
I absolutely do. So I've got a couple others to see, and then I'm going to probably book it with this one.
Gail, thanks a lot. Gail, two big thumbs up there for Moonlight.
Wow.
Okay, I've got to get that up on my priority list.
Yeah, she was selling me on it.
Definitely.
I haven't seen it, but yeah, that's a really passionate vote there from Gail. And let's go next to Fawn, who's sharing her pick for best movie, best performance, movie she had to tell everybody about at 800-642-1234. And Fawn joins us from Madison. Fawn, hi.
Hi, great. Thank you very much. And I agree. My pick, I have to say, much like the last caller, this is an important movie. It's also a very good movie. Hidden Figures. I don't see many movies, but this is one that was outstanding. I've seen a few of the group that was nominated. But Hidden Figures, it's a phenomenal story. It's well written. It's excellently acted. And it's heartwarming. It's just something that it keeps you kind of on the edge of your seat, even though there's no sex, no violence, no sexism. It's hard to, you know, like, it's one of those wonderful movies that I love seeing come out of Hollywood. Arrival was another one in that regard, but there was no nudity, no objectification of women, and it showed women in a positive light, doing scientific and, you know, very ingenious things, although that was a fiction. This is nonfiction, and it shows women doing things that are important to American history that are indeed have been hidden from us, and most people would never know unless you see this film. It's so uplifting. The gals in the movie theater who are staffing it agreed that this should be shown in every high school in America. It should be part of the curriculum to show what can be done. And women who just without a second thought, they excel in mathematics, engineering, and computer science. That's who they are. And that they did this against so many odds.
That's terrific. Yeah, that's actually at the very top of my list of movies
I
want to see.
Seen,
it's
yeah.
on my list for this weekend. Also, La La Land is one that's on my list to see. But it's so great hearing these passionate endorsements of these movies, and it encourages me to get out there and see them. So, Fawn, thank you so much for recommending Hidden Figures.
800-642-1234 is the number to call. Oscar Oscar nominations are out, and we want to hear your picks. If the Academy gave you votes for Best Picture, Best Performances, want to hear who you would recommend, or just what movie you've seen in the last year that you are recommending, Oscar-worthy or not. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Oh, wanted to mention, we talked to the author of the book, Hidden Figures, that the movie was based on here on Central Time. So you can go back at the WPR.org archives, hear more about that amazing story. And you can call in now, 800-642-1234.
Well, here's one that I did see, and of course, it's a children's film, because that's what I tend to see. But I thought it was really good, and I didn't hear a lot about it. I didn't hear people buzzing about it that you do about some of the big Disney blockbusters like, you know, Beauty and the Beast, some of those older ones that are Frozen that got a lot of talk. But I really liked Moana.
I didn't see that. Yeah. My kids have aged out of that a little bit.
I don't think you ever age out. You never age out of, no. No, they're really good. And Lin-Manuel Miranda collaborated on the music there, and you could hear it. I felt like you could hear little bits of Hamilton in the music of Moana, and it was just great. And, you know, we go around singing some of the songs. It was really good.
800-642-1234 is the number to call. Caller who just dropped off the line mentioned the movie Lion. Here's a list of the Best Picture nominees, by the way. Arrival, one of our callers mentioned. Fences, Hacksaw Ridge was a war movie. Mel Gibson directed that one. People were surprised about that. He was kind of on the outs with Hollywood for a while. Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures we've heard about. La La Land, a lot of people are loving that. Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and of course Moonlight we heard about.
Right, and we've had one of our film critics on who liked a lot of those. Manchester by the Sea, I know, was one that people are talking a lot about too. Charles joins us right now in Milwaukee. Charles, hi.
Hi, I'm calling in from Milwaukee, and I saw Hidden Figures last weekend, and I'd vote for that. It's a great history piece and a great civil rights piece, and it's just very much timely right now, considering the Women's March in Washington and the whole issues around women. So lots of kudos to Hidden Figures.
And Charles, you really like that one. Have you seen any of the others that are on the list?
I don't think I have yet. But I really like Hidden Figures.
Great. Well, thank you. Another vote for Hidden Figures there from Charles.
800-642-1234 is the number to call with your Oscar nominations, your Oscar votes. And back to our callers. Tony is with us in Milwaukee. Tony, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is your vote, Tony?
My vote goes for Hidden Figures.
Another Hidden Figures.
The greatest movie that I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
I mean, the cast is just great. But the story in itself, you had a caller earlier who talked about, you know, all high school students should see that. I agree with her. It's about our history as a country, but it's about these black women. And, you know, we've told women for the longest, you're not good in math, you're not good in science, go over here and do something like this. But it shows the exact opposite. They are good in math. They are good in science. Just a great movie.
And Tony, I wanted to ask one thing people pointed out. Pharrell Williams did the music, great music. I thought it stood out. That did not get a nomination. Do you think it should have?
I thought it should have, but, you know, I didn't think that much about him in the nomination. I was just thinking about the actors and the story and the fact that, you know, until this movie came out, we never knew anything about this, about these individuals, about, you know, what their contribution had been. And it's like, wait a minute, where has this been? Again, it goes back to the point where we really do need to have stories made about everybody and how this country is so great.
Tony, thanks a lot for that call. If Central Time listeners were voting on Oscars, I think Hidden Figures would be a lock. Still time for your votes for the best movie or best performance. 800-642-1234 is the number.
And we go next to Michael joining us in Appleton. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
What did you want to vote for?
I actually, a suggestion for you, especially if you mostly watch kids' movies, Kubo and the Two Strings.
I've seen it, and it's really good.
It is. Yeah, not a lot of people did because it's the smaller production company. But, yeah, the music and the visuals are all really, really excellent. The voice acting. Matthew McConaughey is in it, I think, which is funny to me. But that was really excellent. I think that got two Oscar nominations.
I thought that was really startling. It was like a children's film that I'd never seen before. Maybe the storyline, it felt unfamiliar and really beautiful. I guess that's how I'd phrase it. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's the smaller production company, Leica, or I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but they do, you know, only the stop motion films, and then based it on, you know, it has the sort of Japanese elements in the story, and obviously visually and everything like that. But, you know, just the whole stop motion with CGI for some of the backgrounds and other things. But, yeah, it's really sort of unusual, and we went into it not totally knowing what to expect, but we're really all left the theater really pleased.
Yeah, same here. Well, thank you for bringing that up, Michael. That's a good one. Another in the family-friendly genre, but I'm going to say I think it would appeal to grown-ups too, definitely. That one had a lot of intensity, actually, and it was startling and beautiful. I will stand by that, but I will see Michael's Kubo and the Two Strings and also mention the BFG, the Big Friendly Giant, came out, and I thought that was also fantastic. I really liked that one. It was really beautiful.
Was that animated as well?
It was, and not animated.
Okay.
I think. Wow, isn't that funny? I can't remember. I don't think it was animated.
If it was animated, it was so realistic.
It was not animated.
Okay.
There, I'm going to say it. But it was great.
Michael, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. I was going to say, I keep hearing about this Kubo and the Two Strings movie, and I realize I keep hearing about it from you.
I don't think I talk about it that much.
Well, no, but at the time, you were really into it.
Right,
and, no, and some of our movie critic guests were big on that, too, and that was nominated for Best Animated Feature, I think. I don't have that in front of me right now. It is definitely on the Oscar nomination list. Okay, so we've seen the lists. We've heard from some of our listeners here. What's on your list? If you can get out to see a movie this weekend, what are you going to try to do?
Well, now I'm torn. I was going to go see La La Land. That is definitely on my list this weekend.
A lot of people talking about
that. But now there's been so many votes here for Hidden Figures. Now I'm torn. I don't know which one to go see. Probably whatever one there's still tickets for.
Well, true. Hidden Figures, I have seen. Moonlight, I hadn't heard much about. That our first caller was really into that. Maybe that is one I should give a shot to. I might have time this weekend. Might get out there. I think I saw more blockbuster-type stuff this year than Oscar-type movies.
Right, and one of my, you know, probably shortfalls is that I'm a movie wimp. If it's too intense, if it's too tragic, sometimes I have a hard time with that.
I
used to go see all the most tragic films that I could find, and now I go see kids' movies, basically. But I think I'm going to break that. I'm going to bust out and see something.
Well, if you have an Oscar-nominated favorite that you want to cast your vote for, you can still do that. You can tweet us, at Central Time WPR, or post on the Central Time Facebook page, and hey, maybe nudge me and Veronica toward a movie to see.